Hi.
Are you running it?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were starting to say something.
Nothing.
You stopped talking about it right after the reaction initially, when you first came over. Did you ever talk about it afterwards, such as after when the Holocaust was on?
Well, sometimes when people will directly ask me, I don't mind talking about it. As a matter of fact, I'm glad to talk about it. I think this is something that should be kept out in the open, and people should be informed. And perhaps it could be avoided in the future from repeating itself.
When you talk about it now, what's the reaction you find on people?
Well, I was watching your face as I was recanting some of my experiences, and I saw some of the same expressions in your face tonight as I have seen in some of the people that I've talked about this before. And it still happens. People still find it very, very difficult. Maybe today they're more receptive to it. Particularly somebody like you who more or less knows about it. But some other people just find it very hard to believe.
I'm not supposed to show anything on my face. You're just...
There is no way that anyone can sit and listen to something like that without showing anything on their face.
But I don't think that it's at your experiences as much as the upsetness that I have with the Germans. I don't want you to think that it's you in particular that's upsetting me. It's I guess that the whole thing could happen.
Well, when you say the Germans, I never like to generalize and say that everybody is that way, because nothing is ever 100%. I mean, as I told you before, there were some people that were willing to come out and actually hand us some food on our march. So there are exceptions to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Are you saying you don't bear the Germans any ill will?
I don't know what I bear.
You didn't take the money.
No, I wouldn't take the money. Offering, the German government was offering money
to reparations.
Mm-hmm. Most everybody that I know got money from the Germans. I absolutely refuse to take anything from them. I'm not willing to let them. Well, these are my own personal feelings. I'm not saying, not saying that it was wrong for people to take the money.
Mm-hmm.
I won't condemn anybody for it. This was just something, my own personal self. I just couldn't get myself to do it.
Did you work for Krupp?
For who?
Krupp?
Krupp Steel?
No, in Germany.
No. If I did, I didn't know about it. That was the arms manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Not as far as I know.
Do you suffer any physical illness as a result of your experiences in the Holocaust?
Well, I have lost all my teeth. That is definitely connected to that, because we all suffered a tremendous vitamin C deficiency. And I was, when I came out of the camp, my mouth was full of pyorrhea, which is a result of that. And they wanted to extract my teeth when I was 21 years old. When I went in, I had no problems, of course. As a matter of fact, when I was in the Army, after I came back from Korea, I worked in a dental lab. First I went to Korea, then I worked in a dental lab. And there were some very good people there, some very good dentists, who examined me, and they wanted to pull on my teeth then. And this was all a result of this camp. And we, eventually I lost them. But and also I do have a slight hearing difficulty that is connected with as I mentioned to you earlier, when we were straightening those steel rods, mm-hmm. there was a lot of banging and clanging and a lot of heavy, very, very loud noise.
Does the past ever interfere with your life today?
I really don't know.
Are there particular kinds of situations that occur that makes you remember images while involved in a daily task or a special event such as a holiday celebration or a sad occasion?
Well, from time to time I'll remember my youth and the happy family and my mother in particular, and I seem to have really blocked out my past, whether it's consciously or subconsciously or for whatever reason. I know that my brother, many times when we get together with people from the old country and sometimes with from our own place, that has happened. Not many times, but a few times that it has happened. And they would start mentioning names, and even people, friends, schoolmates that I went to school with. I really don't remember him. And he does remember, and he's younger than I am. I just seem to have blocked it out of my mind.
Do you have nightmares?
No.
Did you ever have nightmares?
I don't think so. Not that I, nothing of any significance. I have dreams.
Can you describe them?
Not really. I know I dream. When I wake up, I don't remember them.
Are you more at ease with talking with survivors about it, with family, or with strangers?
Doesn't seem to matter to me.
Have you told your children?
Yes, I've tried to tell them. I don't think I've ever really gone into too much detail with them. They don't seem to have much patience for it, at least at this particular point. I feel as they'll get older, they'll be more receptive to it. We have a monument erected at the Chesed Shalemus where I have my family's members' names inscribed, and we go out there annually, and I always have tried to take my children with me when I go there, and just to keep them in touch with it.
What are your plans and hopes for your future?
I suppose the same thing as anybody would hope. We're blessed with a wonderful family. We have some very fine children. I have a wonderful wife. I hope that we'll...
Get that part on the table.
We've got it.
Well, some... I guess time's not too far off when it's going to have to start thinking about retirement, and hopefully we'll be able to retire comfortably and just hope to have our health. And basically, don't want anything different than most any other person would want for his family and for himself.
What does it mean to you to be a survivor?
I don't think that's any special honor. It's just something that happened. I wish it didn't. It doesn't mean anything special to me.
Are you angry today?
Not consciously.
What has America meant to you?
Oh, I appreciate America very much.
It says Americans don't appreciate America.
True.
That is true. Americans, unfortunately, don't know, people born here don't realize what they have. I'm not trying to tell you that our country is perfect, because it certainly is not. But it's a lot better than anything else I've seen anyplace else. So I do appreciate it very much.
What does Israel mean to you?
It means a great deal to me. I'm a very strong supporter for Israel. It certainly is on a parallel with the way I feel about America, definitely.
How has your experience influenced your religion?
I'm sorry to say, in my own case, I became less religious than I was when I was younger. I don't know why. We are, of course, conservative, and we have a paradox in our family. We have a little bit of everything in our family. We have two of our daughters are Orthodox, and my wife and I are conservative, and two of our other children probably Reformed. So we have a little bit of everything.
Good mixture. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really. I wish that I wouldn't have to sit here and recant this whole happening, but unfortunately it did happen. And since it did happen to me, I'm glad that I had this opportunity to share it with some other people, and really can't think of anything else I'd like to add to it.
Do you have any special hopes for your children's future?
Only that they be happy and healthy. The rest will take care of itself.
I think this is a good place to end it.
So, if there's something that just occurred to me now, you know, talking about this whole thing. I seem to recall so many episodes that happened to me in the concentration camp. As I go along, the things seem to come back to my mind. Yet, in my younger days, I remember the basic things in the family. But I vaguely remember some faces of friends. But I really don't remember my life before then. It's like if I shut it out or something. I don't know why. I mean, you would think it would be just the opposite.
You're saying it should be that you forget the concentration
camp,
remember the family?
Remember my life before then.
But if you remember that life before then you have to remember your brothers and sisters.
I remember them very vividly.
But you don't think about them.
I do. And they were very much in my mind today, during your side, you know, today it was my yard side.
I can't remember once in the 15 years we're married that you have talked about your brothers and sisters as people, only that you had brothers and you had a little sister, but never what they were like, never their personalities, never what they did.
Oh, I remember their personalities.
It's like something you just...
I remember their personalities, their peculiarities and everything quite in the minutest detail.
But you don't talk about them.
They just never come up in conversation. Sometimes between my brother and myself we talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk about them, particularly when their birthdays come up and things like that. We'll talk about them.
How old were they?
How old were they? My younger sister was the youngest. I was 17. 15. My third one, he was 14.
That was Sandra?
And yes. And then Tevye, he would have been about 12. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet. And the youngest brother, he was the fifth in our family. He was about eight or nine, and my sister was five.
Mm. Which one was the one that went with your mother, that your father agonized
over? Sandra,
that
was the third one. He was 14. 14 or 15, maybe 15.